Haiti's missionary kidnapping case draws concern from other ministries. A key post that could help the persecuted church goes unfilled. And what do old books and a road trip have in common? Stay tuned to find out. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. American missionaries to Haiti now face kidnapping charges. Authorities caught a group of 10 at the Dominican Republic border trying to escort 33 children out of the quake zone into a hastily arranged refuge. Their situation brought to mind other ministries who are working with children. Will this complicate similar ministry for others? AMG International's Roger Thomas says it's possible.
The press has pretty much given people like us and people like this group a black eye, that we're really there for bad motives. We're there to help children.
However, this case could mean closer government scrutiny is warranted. It won't change how AMG is approaching relief.
We simply want to show the compassion of Christ in any way that we can, and sometimes that's misunderstood.
AMG has been fielding a lot of calls since this story broke. Thomas says working with schools allows them to avoid trouble.
We partner with Haitian pastors who have these ministries, and so our face in Haiti is completely Haitian.
Next, just 39 days into 2010, and already there are reports of heavy persecution and other major atrocities against Christians around the world. Open Doors says this demonstrates a pressing need for the Obama administration to immediately appoint an ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Although given verbal support, the post has been vacant for over a year. Open Doors launched a petition drive requesting an appointment. Our website gives you the details. You're listening to Mission Network News. The number of Christians in Nepal is still well under 1%. John Lowry of Christian Resources International says
the Christian population there is very small, so the work is tremendous. There's just so much to be done, and so much evangelism to be done, so much pastor training to be done.
Unfortunately, Nepali believers have few resources to do this work. CRI has partnered with pastor and teacher Reuben Ray.
He takes his materials all over Nepal. Some of the stuff, literally, he packs it up on muleback and goes up into the mountains to some very remote villages and sets up training programs for pastors and does things to help churches and does evangelism and youth ministries and sports camps, and he's got all kinds of stuff going. So he's doing a great work for the Lord on practically no resources or financial help.
CRI is going on a three-stop road trip to Michigan and Indiana, collecting Christian books and Bibles. These resources will be sent to Pastor Ray to help him equip believers and reach the unreached. If you can't make the trip, send the books in. Our website has more details. Meanwhile, it's hard to listen to the radio or charge a cell phone without electricity. Words of Hope's Lady Young says they've solved that problem in Africa.
It's been possible through the support of a number of people and churches to distribute in the last several months over 1,000 wind-up radios to people who live in places where electricity is generally unavailable.
The crank radios also have a cell phone jack, since many Africans have cell phones but don't have access to electricity. This way, they don't have to rent a charger, and it brings even more interest to the radio,
making it possible for more and more to hear the gospel on a regular basis, and many of these invite others to listen, so it really becomes a focal point for group listening and to extend the gospel. We're grateful for this technology, which relatively inexpensively makes it possible for people who are among the neediest to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ every day.
And many prisoners in Tonga are detained as a result of violent riots. A race war between indigenous Tongans and Chinese businessmen is the cause of much of the trouble. Correction officials believe a strong Bible study will provide racial reconciliation. Crossroad Bible Institute has risen to the occasion and will now provide prison ministry to Tongan inmates. Pray that this program will do more than restore unity by offering the hope of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer, a factor that will revolutionize your life, your church, and society. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.